The Ecology of the Naval Orange Worm. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, which is part of the Ag Information Network. Houston Wilson is a tree nut and vineyard entomologist, UC Riverside. Wilson knows that naval orange worm behavior.
So the first one, naval orange worm, I just want to talk about its broad ecology here first. So it has multiple potential hosts that it can make use of. Tree nuts are, of course, the most preferred host of this insect. They overwinter as a larva in remnant mummy nuts that are left behind after harvest. So you have this period over the winter during which the insect is fairly immobile. It's in those mummy nuts. It's a great opportunity to go in there, do crop sanitation to get rid of it. Those larvae pupate and develop into adults in the spring. So you have the first flight in March or April.
Wilson noted three or four flights per year.
And naval orange worm population exponentially grows over the course of the year as they're able to make use of initially mummy nuts, which are our poorer host, but viable host, as they're able to then start reproducing on new crop nuts later in the summer. It's a better host. There's more of them available. And naval orange worm's ability to damage any of these tree nuts is mediated by hole integrity. So they're not able to get through the hole of these tree nuts. So it's really hole split or husk split, at which point you have the nut vulnerable to naval orange worm.
That's Houston Wilson. Hey, did you know that California walnuts account for 99% of the commercial U.S. supply and close to 54% of world trade? With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.